Okay, I'm so sorry being late. Thank you for all being patient with me. Today is the first year of Tav Shinayin Vav. It should be a year of much bracha, good health, hachavas hadas, so we should be able to learn and do mitzvahs and ovid Hashem without any of the difficulties of life. As Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be malik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol mishos libeinu tova. Okay, so today we basically start a new series of shiurim in Taruvus. It's a fundamental topic in Taruvus. Tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar. And we'll have a whole series of shiurim regarding Tam ki ikar. And this is a fundamental idea. What's the idea? The idea is like this. If you eat a piece of treif meat, so you violated a law in the Torah. You ate treif meat. But what if you don't eat? You take treif meat, you cook it with kosher rice, and it's not bottled. You don't have shishim in the rice connected to the meat. And then you take out the treif meat. In other words, it's nicker, so you can't eat it. It's nicker, you take it out. And then you just eat the rice. As you take, again, you have some piece of meat. It was cooked together with rice or whatever other food. We were just using rice as an example. And then there wasn't it wasn't 60 times the rice to the meat. So, and then you take out the treif meat and you just eat the rice. So the halacha is that it's usher to eat that rice, even though you're not eating the piece of meat itself. But since you cooked the meat together with the rice, so we assume that the tam of the treif piece of meat went into the rice, infiltrated the rice, and now when you eat the rice, it's as if you ate the meat. And that's called tam ki ikar. The tam, the taste, is like the ikar. Just tasting the taste of the meat without actually chewing the meat is the same status as the ikar, as the chaticha itself. And that's the concept in Yoredeya called, and all of Yoredeya is based on this yisod of tam ki ikar. And now, if you would have 60 times the rice in quantity to the piece of meat, so then, even though the tam would go into the rice, but since there would be 60 times the rice to the meat, so the tam would be dispersed so thinly that it would not be noticeable, and therefore the tam was considered batel, and then it would be mutter to eat the rice. But since in a situation where you didn't have the shishim, so then that's tam ki ikar, and therefore when you eat the rice, that's like eating the meat, and you violated an iser. Tam ki ikar, that is the assumption. I mean, you could have it in another situation. It doesn't only have to be through bishul. Say, for example, you have a mixture. Say you have milk, kosher milk, and some treif juice, orange juice of Orla, say, fell in, and now it's mixed together. So if there's 60 times the amount of milk to the amount of juice, then the tam is not going to be noticeable. Then that's fine. It's batel. But if you don't have 60, so then you're going to taste the juice while you're drinking the milk, and that's also a concept of tam ki ikar. That the tam itself creates a prohibition.
It's
from Israel. Tell them to go back. Okay, so now the question is, where does it say that in the Chumash? Tam ki ikar. In other words, the Chumash speaks about lo sochal nevela, lo sochal trefa, lo sochal this. How do we know that the concept of tam ki ikar is asur, furthermore? And then we also have to understand, is this a din d'oraisa or only a din d'rabbana? In other words, maybe this whole concept that tam without the ik, that is ki ikar, maybe that's only a din d'rabbana. That's the question. Is it a din d'oraisa? If it's a din d'oraisa, where does it say it? And if it's a din, and the question is maybe, and we have to question, is it? Is it a din a din d'oraisa or not? So we have psukim and chumash in Parshas all over. Psukim all over the chumash. Say noso. Says Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor daber al bnei Yisrael amar talhem isho isho ki yafli l'don neders nozel hazir Hashem. Miyayim v'sheicha yozichom mitziyayim chod sheicha lo yishte v'chol mishras anovim lo yishte. So a person's a nozer, he can't have wine. But grape juice, wine, all these things, grapes. So the Gemara says, Mishras anovim. So let's see Rashi and Chumash on page 2, called Mishras, Loshon Tzviya. B'mayim or b'chol mashka loshen mishne yecharbe. So let's look in the Leket Bar here. The Leket Bar here is somebody from Williamsburg. He was a truck driver or something like that. It was he wrote this Paris on Rashi and throughout Chumash. So it's a very good Paris. In Paris loshen tevila loshen arami. So it means like this. Mishras means, what does shorah mean? Dip. So say a nozir would take a piece of bread and dip it in the wine. So that's also asur. So even though he's not really drinking wine, but he's gonna, but the wine soaked in a little bit, and it's gonna give the bread a taste of the wine. It's gonna give the bread a taste of the wine. So even if the nozer only eats the bread, since the bread has a wine taste to it, that's also asur. So this, says the Gemara in Psachim, is a possible source, the word Mishras, is a possible source for this concept of Tam Ki Ikar, says the Gemara in Psachim. Well, let's see one second. Okay, take a look on page 4, bottom of page 4, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, page 4, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, V'hai mishras l'hochi dosu, hai miboy leil chetanya mishras, litein tam ki ikar. Shim shora anovim b'mayim. So he gives you another example. Say, for example, you soaked grapes in water. Now the issur of the nozer is to have the grapes. And you soaked it in water, and you just drink the water, and not the grapes. So since it got soaked in, the taste of the grape is imparted in the water. So it's usher for the nozer even to have the water. And that's a concept of what? And that's a potential, the Gemara says, in Psachim, that's a source, one source for Tam Ki Ikar, for Mishras. Because if we wouldn't have had the din of Tam Ki Ikar, we'd say only if you eat the grape itself or you drink the wine itself. Here, you're not drinking the wine itself. You're just dipping the piece of bread, and it got a taste of, and then you take the bread out, and some it tastes like wine. Or you took grapes and you soaked them in water, and you just drink the water. It tastes like wine. So therefore, that would be prohibited. And the simple shot, it's an issa d'oraisa, because it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Naso. Now, we have more psukim. Take a look. I mean, this we discussed earlier this year on page 6 in Parshas Matos. So Parshas Matos was the Milchemes Midyan. And what happened to the Milchemes Midyan? The Jewish people conquered Midyan and they got their pots and pans. So the Gemara says that if they want to use them, they have to kasher them. If they want to use, because the Goyim, pots and pans are treif. They're treif. So the pasuk says, "Achazazov es akesef es choses barzal b'dio first kol dova shayovo ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher." In other words, anything like a grill, like you roasted something in it, so you have to kasher it with fire. So what's the idea? Now this is the source of the Torah that you have to kasher kalim. So why do you have to kasher kalim? What's wrong? You have to kasher kalim because if you use a treif kli that was cooked, that treif meat was cooked in it, right? So then, if you're going to now cook your kosher meat, so the tam of the treif went into the kli, and now when you cook the kosher, it's going to go from the kli into what? Into your kosher food. And you're gonna eat the kosher food, but the kosher food is gonna have what? Tam iser. So the mere fact that the Torah says that you have to kasher kalim, that's predicated on the fact that there's a concept of tam ki'ikar. Because why can't I use non-kosher kalim? Why can't I use it? I'm not eating non-kosher food. The answer is because the non-kosher kalim have a blia, have a tam, that's balua of trefa from when it was used by non-kosher, and now when you're going to cook the kosher food, that tam is going to come into your kosher food and make it osir. So the mere fact that the Torah says, "Kol dover sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh," that if it came in treif through the fire, and it goes out with the fire, and if it comes kol sheyavo ba'esh tavir b'mayim, and something that you just cooked food in, you have to do agol. We're going to have Bez Hashem shiurim on in Yonei Hechshekelim. But the mere fact that there's a concept of Hechsher Kalim in the Torah, that's predicated on the fact that what? That there's a concept of Tam Ki Iker. Because without Tam Ki Iker, you don't need Kakasha Kalim. Yes?
For the Navian paradigm, for the Nazir, that's, or for Rotev, that's Mamashas, right? Like Mamash, there's Mamash wine there. The Kalim would be more Tam. There's not really Mamashas there.
Well, it's not full mamashas, because in the case that the nazir, in other words, you have the say the grapes in the water.
Grapes in the water, fine. The
tovel lechem b'yayin. So yeah, but the mamashas is not going to really. I mean, by, as we said before, by liquid, the tam and the mamashas might be the same. Okay, that's another concept. So we have two psukim. You have the pasuk of Mishras. And we have the pasuk of what? Of Hechsher Kalim. Now, let's go to a third pasuk. Parshas Tzav, page 7. The Torah says in Tzav, page 7, Kol zocher b'nei Aaron yochledech ha'kolom l'dorsech mishay Hashem kol hasher yigah b'hem yikdosh. What is the concept of yikdosh? One word, yikdosh. That's it. Well, yikdosh. It means like this. If you have, say, two korbanos, two pieces of meat. One is from a korban that it's already past its man, so it became posel, no sir. And then you cook it with a piece of meat that's kosher, or from a kosher korban, or from a chulin. So now that kosher piece of meat gets the tam from the other piece of meat, which is already posel, and now that kosher piece, you can't eat yikdash. Yikdash means that it becomes the same status. Lios kamoa, Rashi says in Chumash. Lios kamoa, shim psula yipaslu. That if the piece of meat, that the kosher piece of meat was cooked, is a korban that's posel, so now this kosher meat is posel to eat because it has the tam of a posel of korban. And a posel of korban you can't eat. Vim kshera yochul kuchomer mincha. But say, for example, it's kosher, but we have different korbanos. So say a korban chatas, you can only eat for one day. A korban shlomim, you can eat for 2 days. But say you cook a korban chatas together with a korban shlomim, right? So now the korban shlomim gets the status of the korban chatas because it has the tam of chatas in it, and since the chatas can only be eaten one day, so now the shlomim also could only be eaten one day because the tam of the chatas goes into the shlomim. So therefore now it's a tam of shlomim, of chatas in it, and chatas can only be eaten one day. So now the limitations of chatas, that it's only eaten in the azara and it's only eaten for one day, applies now to the shlomim. Or if it's a korban that was past it, the zman, it was after the zman of permissibility to eat its posel, and you cook it with another piece of meat, now you can't eat that other piece of meat. So that's the idea, yikdash, that the second piece of meat that's cooked with either the posel korban or the korban that's more stringent will now give, if it's halachas, to this other piece of meat. Kol asher yigbohem, yikdash. So why? That's also the same concept of what? Of Tam Ki Iker. And this is a Gemara in Zvachim on page 7. On Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Yikdash Lios Kamoa Haketzad Im Psula Hiti Posel Vim Ksherehi Tochal Kechomer Shebo. That if it's posel, the first piece of meat, that will cause the second piece of meat to be posel. If it's kosher, but it has more stringencies, then it'll also cause the other piece of meat to take its stringencies. Okay, so we're doing pretty well here. We have what? We have the Pasuk Mishras. We have Hechsher Kelim. We have the Pasuk Yikdash. Not bad. So now we're going to have a fourth pasuk. Why not? If you have three, why not have four? So this, in page 9, is the korban nazir. When the nazir finishes his naziris, he has to bring a korban. So he brings the korban. Keves ben shnosot tomi mechul la'olam kofsa achaz ba shnosot tomi melchatos v'ayel lechem l'shlomim. So what's the story over there? So the Gemara. Then the pasuk continues. Then he says on page 10, Pasuk Tezayin, Hikriv Akon Vreshem Osas Chatoso Vesoloso. Vesa Ayel, Pasuk Yitzayin, Yaseh Zevach Shlomim Lashem. So the Ayel is what? Is Zevach Shlomim Lashem. So the Ayel, the ram, is a Korban Shlomim. But the Korban Shlomim of the Ayel is going to be divided. Part will be given to the Kohen. It was only eaten by the Kohen, and part could be eaten by a non-Kohen, by the Bailam, by non-Kohen. So which is the part that's eaten by the Kohen? Pasuk Yutes, V'lakach HaKohen es HaZroa B'Sheila M'na'ayah. But the Zroa, the arm, that's eaten by the Kohen. So why is it called B'Sheila, Zroa B'Sheila? Says Rashi, Yutes, La'achash Nizbashla. So in other words, before you give the Kohen his part and the non-Kohen his part, it's cooked together. Now the big problem is, how could it be cooked together? Because if you cook the Zroa, which is the Kohen's chalik, together with the rest of the animal, which could be eaten by the non-Kohen, it's going to be a problem. Because if you cook something that's only for Kohen and you cook it with something else, so isn't that going to be a problem? Because the other part of the animal is eaten even for a non-Kohen, and now you're contaminating it through Bishul, through Tam. So the Gemara is going to explain that since the other part of the animal is so big in comparison to what? To the Zroa, that it's batal. And that's why it was okay. But if it wouldn't have been so big, it wouldn't have been okay. So, but the assumption is that you could do this. The reason why the Torah says it's permissible is because there's a sufficient amount, either shishim or meah, whatever it is, of the rest of the animal keneged the Zroa. And therefore, when you cook the Zroa b'sheila, you'll give the Zroa afterwards to Kohen, you'll give the other part to the Bailam, to the Yisrael, and he'll be able to eat it, even though it was cooked with something that only a Kohen is allowed to eat. But it was so huge, the other part, that we said, that if, like I started the example originally, if you have a vat of rice and you cook non-kosher food in it, so if it's 60 times the rice to the non-kosher food, you'll be able to eat the rice because it's batal. The same thing over here.
Two questions. Number one, why can't you say that the kedusha of the draw that's given to the coin only is chal once you give it to the
Right, but it's not. Right, but okay, that's a question. Okay, the first part, it's considered the Zroa is going for the Kohen. It's for the Kohen. So the Mela, it's already for the Kohen. You're right. In other words, Lechora.
What was the second one?
In other words, it's Mimbimino, because the Zroa is meat and the rest of the animals meat. So there's no din tam there. So Tosis says, you're right. Tosis on Tzadi Chesed and Beis there says that it's all only a drasha, the rabban, it's only a asmachta. Okay. So it seems clear that we have at least three or four psukim that echo this, you know, that drill it into us. This concept of tam ke'ikar.
We also say that maybe there's like a fifth thing is the requirement to remove the Gid HaNasha.
Well, Gid HaNasha is a whole separate thing because of the question whether Ein Begidim but no Sin Tam. So Gidim might not even be have Tam at all. So we really drilled it in here. Again and again and again. Tam ke'ikar, Tam ke'ikar, Tam ke'ikar. However, afal peking, you know, you can drill and drill, but sometimes it doesn't matter. You can drill and drill, and sometimes it just doesn't matter. Why? Because Rashi says on page Tzadi Chesed Beis on page 12. Look at this Rashi here, page 12, Tzadi Ches Amid Beis. He says, "Tam ki ikir nosin tam kimlon the also be kodshim ki ikir mamashal shul yisum ha milzul katan zelam mutei shar kodshim ha vachul and shabbi gemrin le mei vishishim da kimlon meachvei rem lahatos the bodli beruba fa fin machum lahachmir the log batel al vei the rova leisle tam ki ikir bechulun kin forish veozil mi the rice of beruba batel ela mi the rabbanon vachin nami shaminu le rabbi yochanan." Fad yalfinim bepsachim minozim nishos gitein tam ikir svila amaray basray dasmachta ba'almahu. So Rashi says within the opinion of Rava that the whole concept of tam ki ikir, the whole concept of tam ki ikir is what? Is only the Rabbanan. Meaning we follow Rov. If you have Rov, you win. So if you have more rice in the pot than the treif piece of meat, then you cook the treif piece of meat with the rice. But there's more rice than the treif piece of meat. What's the din? Butter. Why do you need shishim? It's only midrabanan. In other words, shishim is the shear of tam. If you have shishim, you won't be magish the tam. If you only have 50 rice to the meatball, you'll feel the tam. So Rove is not enough because you're going to still feel the tam. So if the concept of tam is a din d'oraisa, then the requirement of shishim is d'oraisa. But if the concept of tam is only what? The Rabbanon, then the requirement of shishim is only the Rabbanon. So Rashi quotes in the opinion of Rava that tam is only by karbanos, it doesn't apply in all cases. So if you have a treif piece of meat and you cook it with rice, as far as the Torah is concerned, as long as there's more rice than meat, you have rov, you win. Mutter lach. Ein kan lo iser. It's mutter. All those psukim. We drilled it through. Drilling stops. What's all the psukim? The answer is all those psukim is only an asmachta. Meaning it's not the simple pshat. It's just, aspachta means we hook it on. Adin, sometimes we hook on adin the Rabbanan to a pasuk in Chumash, but it's not really learned from there, and it's really only the Rabbanan. And for some reason, you know, Chazal like to hook on some of the Rabbanan. Sometimes we actually learn it from the pasuk, but sometimes it's just a hook on. And it's only an asmachta. So it's only in the Rabbanan. So that's Rashi Shita within Shita's Rava, that the whole concept of Tam Ki Iker is only what? Midrabbanan. So the whole concept of Shishim is only the Rabbanan, and all the Psukim are Asmachta Ba'alma. Yeah.
According to Rashi, it just says that it's only the Rabbanan. But if the Tam, let's say I have Tarfus in my Kli, right? So if the bli is in the kli, so then Rashi would say that's the rice. Meaning because he has to say that something, meaning either you say it's a lost nafs, this is one pasuk, or you say that those are snakes on the kerach, but then those are the rice.
Okay, so we have to see.
The only time it's going to be the rabbon according to Rashi when it's food to food. But as soon as they have a kli involved,
Or
kli to food.
Or you assume the kli to food, maybe you don't have, you have to kasher it because maybe you won't even have rov.
But
putting
a kli to food.
In other words, if some the guy used the pot for treif, now I want to use my. So you have to kasher it because maybe I'm not going to fill it up enough to have a rov connected the dofen and kli.
Fine, but then Rashi should say. But then Rashi shouldn't say fit. But either way, Rashi either says chiddushu, which means there's a chiddush that's the raisa, or is it shneik somim kefirim lande? But either way, why do I have to come on to? I mean, okay, but it's still tam ki ikir.
Right, tam.
Meaning if I
look, no, but
I suddenly drove the raisa.
Right, but
if
that's
really
if I don't have a rove. If I don't have a rove, then we don't. So
but
then.
If it's a suffix, so there's a suffix there. Right.
Right. So if I don't have a rove, if I don't have a rove, so then we consider kiilu. It's like bad.
Then I don't need a finish. Then the Torah doesn't have to come and see people
hashish
or something.
Right.
But Rashi says, no,
Rashi says, what? Let's see if
it's
Rashi.
That's the same Rashi.
Yeah, the same Rashi. He says, right, okay, you can say that case is different.
If when I don't have rov, it's like the end, then
Guli Akum, Beis Kesuvim Boim Kechad, Inam Guli Akum Chirish. Okay, right. Okay, now we have Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And Rabbeinu Tam says, "Tam ki iker is daraisa." Take a look, page 14, quoted in the Rosh. This Rabbeinu Tam is more to Rabbeinu Tam than we're going to present today. I'm going to just present the Rabbeinu Tam in a general form. In the future shiur, we're going to really take the Rabbeinu Tam apart. But today, we're going to just speak in contrast to Rashi Shita. The Rabbah says Rabbeinu Tam, Eish Rabbeinu Tam, Tam, Kikr, Bimim, Mishay, Minu, Daraisa. That it's a din Daraisa. Means the requirement of Shishim is Daraisa. That you don't have Shishim, and you eat the rice that was cooked with treif meat, and there's no Shishim. So it's an Issa Daraisa to eat that rice. Whereas according to Rashi, once you have rov, then it's batel. The concept of shishim is only the rabban. So it comes out that tam ki ikas machloikas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, is that a din daraisa or is it a din rabbanan? And the question is, meaning it translates into whether the requirement of shishim is a din daraisa or a din rabbanan. Now What's the nafkemina? Bottom line is, we need shishim. So, the famous case that the Rashba has presented in Shulchan Aruch, one word, nishpach, meaning, say I have a piece of non-kosher meat. It fell into the rice that's cooking on the fire. And so if there's shishim in the rice connected the treif piece of meat, then I'm good. If not, then I got to throw out. Well, I can't eat the rice. So what happens if before I get a chance to measure how much rice there is connected the thing, the pot falls? Some of the thing falls out. Nishpach. So I'll never be able to get an accurate assessment. Did I have shishim? Or didn't I have shishim? That's the case of nishpach. Meaning nishpach means suffix shishim. Suffix shishim. So that's going to be the question. If you hold like Rashi, that the requirement of shishim is only what? Adin derabanan. And suffik derabanan lakula. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam that the requirement of shishim is deraisa, then suffik deraisa lachumra. And that's the basic nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis. Is the case of nishbach, of suffik shishim. What's the din of suffik shishim? Is suffik shishim lachumra because it's deraisa? Or do we say no? Shishim is only a din derabanan. So this nafkamina is quoted in the Rashman, the Torah Habayis on page 15. Where he says, "Mikol Mokom," where the arrow is in the bottom. Le'inim sakalocha anu al mi lismoch. Who should we follow? Bo v'nismoch al Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak balalochas v'raivit sherabim heim v'omru lahachmi b'shol Torah. V'hilchach hatichas nevela, a piece of nevela, treif meat. And it falls in to a pot of vegetables. Or meat falls into milk.
Before he
im Yeshbu kedei levatel tamo nishbach or never soso, then before you got a chance, l'sha'er means to measure. Before you got a chance to measure, is it shishim or not? Nishbach. Some of it fell out or never or got lost. So what do we say? Do we say something is that the requirement of shishim is deraisa and something deraisa or chumra? Or do we say the requirement of shishim is the rabbanan? So he says, "Paskin zarash, but also misofik, davle sveke deraisa l'chumra." So he says we should paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam ki ikur is a din deraisa, and therefore the requirement of shishim is only midaraisa. It is midaraisa, not only. It's midaraisa, and therefore you have to go l'chumra. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Shulchan Aruch on page 18, Tzadiches Aleph Beis. We'll get back to Aleph. Im Nisarev Mim Bemino V'Nishpach V'Inish Ein Yecholim La'amar Olav L'Sharo, because it was Nishpach. You know the Sheyaruba Heter Mutter. You know the Sheyaruba Heter Osir. Avalimba in this Arev Misheino Mino, the Nishpach Beinion. So if it's Mimba Mino, so it's okay. Right? So if all you need is Rove, as long as you have Rove, then it's only a Shiloh of the Rabban. But, however, go to the end of the Mechaber. Skip the Ramon now. We're not going to do the Ramon now. It's a whole. The Ramon is a whole separate shir. Aval nisarev b'she'eno mino. But say something got the meat got within rice, so it's two different species. It's mim she'eno mino v'nishpach, and it's spilled. So you have a be'in she'en yicholim la'amar olav l'sharo. Afilu no d'shaya rubo. Even though we know that there's Rove, for sure we know. Rove Heter Osir. Why? Because we know we have Rove, but we don't know if we have Shishim. And since the requirement of Shishim is what? Only a din, what? It's a din deraisa. So therefore, Mishpach B'inyan She'en Yicholim La'amar Olav, V'no D'Shei Rubo, it's Osir. It's Osir. Because, again, we know we have Rov, but we don't know if we had Shishim. And Shishim is the barometer of that there will be Nesinas Tam as long as there's. Is this shishim? But if we don't know, it's a suffix deraisa. Suffix deraisa luchumra. So that's the story. Now, there is a discussion in the poskim. Why do we go l'chumra? Tam ki ikra. In other words, what's the pshat that we go l'chumra? It's a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe you should follow the Zayde, not the grandson. Why do we follow the grandson? The Zayde was more mako. The grandchildren were more machmir than the grandfather. Why do we follow the? So is it because maybe there are other Rishonim that say like that, and maybe that's the that we doche Rashi Shita. That's one possibility. Or no. Well, maybe you're right. We're not sure. It's a suffix. It's a suffix who we should paskin like. So since it's a suffix who we should paskin like, so therefore we go l'chumra. Is it, in other words, when we go to the Chumrah in this Shaila of Tam Ki Iker, because misafek or betaris vadei. And this is a discussion in the Pri Megadim on page 26. Take a look on page 26. You know, the Pri Megadim always does the service. You know, the Pri Megadim was a Melamed Dardaki, right? He was known to be a Rebbe for little kids. But you see that he had all the, I don't want to say modern, but he had all the things that, you know, like he's the paradigm, like of a Lahavdil, but of like a textbook. You know, you structure it, a topic, and you know, that's why, you know, the modern people like the Rambam, because it's organized like modern people think. I'm not saying in a bad way, I'm just saying it's just a reality. So the Pri Megadim also, he had his rules, he has sets of rules, and the Kolim, so he has psichas to every area in Shulchan Aruch, he has his overview. So to Taruvus, he has his overview. Shar HaTaruvus. So on page 26, he says, Ani Ha'ani. Hinani Ha'ani Mimas. Ani Ha'ani. Mesupak Badover Echad. I have one suffix. Kemosha Agid, as I'll tell you. Who Imnemar Devadai Hu Tam Ki Iker Dvar Torah. The fact that we paskin that Tam Ki Iker is the rice, is that Betorah's Vadai? Or the Mesveka Machmirinen. Velog Vadai. Or maybe it's only Besafik. Mashivenu lezem and Mashakos of Besiosif Besifro, Bemino Halacha Glor Kurashi. Venu Minchos Rama Varashi, Ramban, Varan, Sovind Rabban, Mikhomokum Khumrakhtin Karashma. So that's the question. What's the story? So he goes back and forth discussing that. And we'll see. But he raises this issue. He raises this issue. Now, what difference does it make? Bottom line is, Rabosai, you gotta be machmer. If you have a suffix shishim, you gotta be machmer. Parenthetically, just take a look for a second on page 22. In the Taz, please, one second, on page 22. Look in the Taz Vav. Yefshir Lamad Al Shiro. The Mordechai Perak Sochanosin Tam. The Dash Shotim Eino Klum. In other words, look in Gimel, in the Mechaber Gimel on page 22. Bamedva Mumum Shanishbach. Aval Isser Shal Sarv Behetav Hulafanein of Yefshir Lamad Al Shiro. Aval Pishu Misum Shal Devreim Osir. Say, the case that we don't know is called the Nishbach case. That's the classical case, Nishbach. But what if nothing was Nishbach? I'm not capable of calculating if there's Shishim. I don't know how to measure well. So what would we say there? Would we say, and say the whole Isser was only an Isser Derabbanan that fell in. From some egg that was bishalakum, so it's only the rabbanim, and it fell into something else, and I have a suffix shishim. I know Vade wrote suffix shishim, so would we say suffix lakula? So he said no. Suffix lakula is only like nishbach; it fell, so you can't mishayah. But if it's there and you're able to, you just don't know how to. That's not called a suffix. You know what that's called? Das shaitim. Just because you're a shaita, you're incompetent. That's not a suffix. That's a shaita. That's incompetence. Incompetence is not suffix. And that's what the Taz explains this mechaber. Mordechai nosen tam. He quotes the Mordechai. The dash shotim eino klum. So that's not called a suffix. A suffix is nishbach. That's a suffix. You don't know how to mishayer. So go learn to mishayer. But you don't call that a suffix. And even under the Rabbanan, you have to be machmir. Until, because that's not called a suffix. If it's nishbach, it's different. Oh. So that's another point. That's not called a suffix.
No, nishbach case. That's part of the discussion. If you hold it, it's a suffix
that
we pass on the
print.
But if you hold
the vada. Oh, so let's see. One second. Okay. So there is a piece on page 23 in the famous Sefer Afika Yam. Afika Yam was a classic Lamdusha Sefer. Yechiel Michel Rabinovich. It wasn't so long ago. I remember Rabbi Peretzky, Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky. You ever hear of him? He was the bochen here in the yeshiva. If you notice, and you go to the Mork Shul, I don't know, unless they change it for Yom Narayim, the shulchan, the covering of the shulchan is dedicated to the bochen Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky. Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky was the bochen of the yeshiva here. He was the successor to who? To the Rav Mendel Zaks. Rav Mendel Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law. The Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was the bochen of the yeshiva here, believe it or not. Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law lived on the west side of Manhattan in the same building together with Rav Aaron Kotler. They both lived on the west side. Right? And then Rav Aaron Kotler moved to Borough Park. Rav Aaron Kotler didn't live in Lakewood, you have to realize. You think he lived in Lakewood, his yeshiva was in Lakewood. Rav Aaron Kotler lived, like Rav Abadi said to me, during the week Rav Aaron Kotler was busy saving Klal Yisrael, the different Hatzolah things that he was involved in. And he would come to Lakewood for Shabbos. Maybe Thursday, Friday, long Shabbos. And his main shear in Lakewood was on Shabbos. Ryan Cutler's main shear was Shabbos. People used to go on Shabbos to hear Rabbi Aaron Kotler give shear. And then, so Rav Mendel was the bochen here. And then after Rav Mendel, Rabbi Peretzky. Rabbi Peretzky learned in Radin as well. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, to tell you stories, that's not for now. But he lived in the Bronx, and it's, if I remember correctly, he was nifter during Rabbi Peretzky was nifter. If I remember correctly, it was a sudden thing during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So it was Yortzeit. So he had a shaychus with the Afika Yam, Rabbi Peretzky. He told me that the Afika Yam would tell him to come speak and learning. He would tell him to ride his bike to him. We'd ride his bike somewhere in Europe. He'd ride his bike to the Afika Yam and they would speak and learn. So Afika Yam is a very Lamdisha Sefer. A lot of interesting Lamdisha vorts in the Afika Yam. It's a classic Lamdisha Sefer. So you have to know the Afika Yam. So he quotes the famous Rush. The Russian Yuma. The Rishonim talk about the following. What's the din? If somebody's sick on Shabbos, and they have two possibilities of how to treat this sick individual. Either he needs food, and we don't have it ready for him. So one possibility is we have an animal, we could shech the animal and give him food, give him kosher food, right? Or the other possibility is we have a Treif McDonald's hamburger waiting So we say give him the McDonald's hamburger. I mean, because he needs it. If he doesn't, he's going to die. So he needs it. So should we give him the McDonald's hamburger? He's chayla sheish b'sakana, so pikuach nefesh, he could eat the McDonald's hamburger. Or say, no, better shech the animal for him. At least he'll get a kosher meal out of it. Ah, we'll have to be b'chal Shabbos. Okay, he's a chayla. So which aveira should we do? We have to do some aveira. Should we do the aveira of chil Shabbos, which is going to be mutter for the chayla? Or should we do the aveira of eating nevela? That's the shayla of the Rosh. Shaylas HaRishon, b'chol shetzrichim l'achil basur, tzrichim lishkar avur b'Shabbos, maitayim alon l'chilenu nevela. L'mutav sheyavur hu alav de nevela. In other words, a simple pshat would say, better give him the treif, because treif is only lav. It's only a lav. You don't get killed. There's no chi of misa for eating treif food. For chil Shabbos, skila. So usually we try to, when we have to violate the Torah, we try to minimize the violation. So Mamela, give him what? Give him the vela. That should be the simple shot. Give him the vela, and don't mechal Shabbos. However, the Rosh. So that would be the first muskol rishon, as we say. But says the Rosh, there are a whole bunch of rishonim that say differently. That better shech the animal to give him the kosher meat, even though you're going to violate skila, than what? Then give him the nevela. Maybe Shem on the easy to arrive at Tavis Mishum to find Nosta to Shabbos Lidochus by Vor of Bishul Lachami Mamayim. He said, you should rather, because anyway, we're allowed to do, we're Docha Shabbos for him anyway. We can light fire for him to warm him up, to give him hot tea and stuff like that. So once Shabbos is Nitche for him, so we could Shecht for him also. Varam or Rabbeinu Meir Zal Teirus Mishum the Shabbos, Lagabi Chole Hutra. In other words, maybe Shabbos by a Chole is Hutra. It's like it doesn't exist when it's a Chole, but the Vela is only Dechuya. And the Rosh gives another reason. Shema Yakot Chole Ben Vela V'Yistachin. He says no. Maybe the pshat is because a person knowing that he's eating treif, it's so mias to him. He's going to just vomit it and he's going to get sick. So, and it's not going to accomplish anything. So you give him the kosher thing. Oh, I'm eating kosher. Ah, you had a Michal Shabbos, but I'm eating kosher. So that's a whole discussion. But let me ask you a question. What would be in the following? That was the case that we showed. The Nevela versus Shabbos. So now let me give you another case. This is the case that is going to be relevant for our discussion. And this is Rav Shechter once came to Mor HaShakol, gave a shiur, discussed this, gave this example. The example, the way Rav Shechter presented it is, what if it's a question like this? This is the choice. You have ready-made, non-kosher chicken soup from the Vela, ready to go, or should we shech the animal? So then he's not going to eat the chicken. It's just chicken, the broth. So one could say that maybe for sure, in that case, you should give him what?
Soup.
You should give him the soup, because the soup maybe is only what? Maybe that's only the Rabbanim.
The Rosh not.
One second. And for sure, at the Rabbanon, if it's a whole question, we could discuss the Nevela is a lav versus skila, okay. But, so he says, give us olam. Maybe a rabbi davar matzim shemagon tevel mi Minsk. Sha'achshav bezmanein rav pa'amim also lishkod oath feel by chol besukan umgiv mashak datam de matir lishkod velo netzav la'akum v'nochum mishum deisu nevela deikar kol kazayis. So the Ran says a different shot. The Ran says when it's nevela versus Shabbos, the reason why you tell him to shecht, says the Ran, is because by Shabbos you shecht the animal. It's one avera. It's a chomerdik avera, but it's one time. By Nevela, it's every Kazayas is another. So better do one Avera Chamura than multiple Lavin. That's the Ran Shita. One second. In Zekolze, Sheshayach, Berefus, Hamasuka, Nodavku, Bosa Mamish. Masha Enkim is Manein, and Rov Pa'amim, Lo Yidu, Lachol, Hamasuka, Lechol. A lot of times, the Chol Hamasuka is not going to eat food, he's just going to get soup. Raka Marakbe, Bosa, Veloha, Bosa, Atzmo. Veba Marak, Elamishum, Tamki Iker. Fellow Shitas Rashi, the Tamki Iker Enum the Rabbanan. In came Bavade also so Lachora. The Ran says better Mechal Shabbos than do Nevela. But maybe that's only when you have to eat Nevela. But if you're going to eat chicken soup with just the broth, so that's according to Shitas Rashi. That's only in the Rabbanan. No one's going to say multiple Rabbanans is more chomer than the rice. Certainly, this is skill. So let him eat as much as he wants of the chicken soup. Mutav lachil marak min avela she'en olam midrabban. That's kind of raw. So it was a. So this is that's what the that's what one of the poskim said that maybe we should follow the Gron Rav Tevel mi Minsk. So he says, the Afikayam, he says, I wasn't sure what the din should be, and apparently it was a shiloh that came up. So in the second paragraph, in the second column, he says, Ratzisa ladas eich nogu rabban kishishoy midor shalofaneinu. Kein panisi lishol pi yididi arava goin rav simcha zelik. Rosh av bezin debrisk. The Briskadayim of Simcha Zelig Rieger. It was a professor Rieger. That was a tzatzoy of Simcha Zelig was the Dayan of Brisk in the Torah. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, I think, in Volozhin, and he appointed him to be the Dayan in Brisk. And he was a big poysek. I mean, still, when it became like a I think the big and Reb Chaim, you know, would give him respect. He was the dying. You know, for the big shailas, you know, Reb Chaim would go to Reb Yitzchak Ochanan or something like that. You know, but Reb Simcha Zelig was the dying of Brisk. But Dover Rabbi said, "Shari, go and give us hold on." So Reb Chaim had the shaila. Tziva lishkol b'Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said, you should shecht on Shabbos. And then he told Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim said, oh, we follow the Ran, you know, you shecht. But then he said to Reb Chaim, but maybe it's different. Because it's only soup. The question is, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Tamki Iker is what? The Raisa. So then if Tamki Iker is the Raisa, then it's the same thing. It's the same thing in the Vela. Eating the Vela and eating the soup is the same thing. But he said, no. There could be the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that Tamki Iker is the Raisa is only Misafig to go to Chumrah. But here, if you say Tamki Iker is the Raisa, then what? That's going to permit you a kula. To what? To shecht on Shabbos. So maybe you don't have a right to assume that the soup is... Because if the soup is the Raisa, then what's the halacha by a Raisa if Nevel is the Raisa? Then we tell you to shecht. Right? But if the soup is only the Rabbanan, then you don't shecht. So if you assume the halacha is that Tamki Iker is the Raisa, B'tor Zvadai... So then we tell you that then the halacha is Shabbos versus Nevela, you shecht. But if it's only a derabbanon, then you don't. But he says that it could be that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskens tam kikar daraisa is only the chumrah. So therefore that's why by suffix shishim we go to chumrah. But what if we're going to say that tam kikar daraisa lagabi this shaila of the choyle? So then it's like the shaila. Then that's going to enable us to shecht, because if by daraisa the veil of daraisa we say it's better to shecht. If it would only be the Rabban, so who says we have a right to assume that it's a deraisa b'toras vaday to come out of kula that we should be able to shecht on Shabbos? So therefore he says, so therefore he told Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim paskin right away shecht. But then when they told Reb Chaim this idea, the Basar the Shama Kibla lesser b'kei agav lishchot b'Shabbos. So then he accepted. I don't know if they did it already, didn't do it, but you know, they originally Reb Chaim said, in other words, so Reb Simcha Zelig was telling over the story to the that his Rebbe Reb Chaim originally paskined that you should shecht on Shabbos because Tav Kikar is the Raisa, so then it's the same Shaila. But then they were more to Reb Chaim from the Givas Oilam that maybe the Psach and the Shulchan Aruch is only B'toras Chumrah, and if it's only B'toras Chumrah, so then if a Kula is going to come out of it, then you're not going to say it. And then he said he was Makaba. Yeah.
Where's
Miyat
the chickens if it's not Kikar? Right? It's only the chickens,
just
the broth.
Right.
But if it's so concentrated, like you know that if a yavish falls and it gets nimoach, if it's so concentrated that it's like then it, like what I said before, then it has the status of a ben. So do you say that with lox, like if it's so concentrated tam in the water, then that has like the calibration of chesed pras, and it had the tam like didn't you know ben?
Maybe. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Is there a general? Would anyone hold that there's a chiyuv a chayv your chayv on this? Oh. Tam kikar is a chayv.
Okay.
No. But that is the difference between up to the right. Yeah.
Well, that's coming attractions. Okay. That's coming attractions. Now one last thing that we have to take a look before we is. Is the Shaila. So we said Suffix Shishim is if it's an Issa Daraisa, it's Lachumr. If it's an Issa Rabbana, it's Lakula. So there is a discussion in the postgame, maybe we'll look at it next time, of how do we treat chicken. Because chicken, Lachor, is a Rabbana. Chicken and milk, if it's a Suffix Shishim. So do we say that the Rabbanan, therefore you go l'kula, or do we say that the Chachamim made chicken mid Rabbanan, they were machmir and gave it the chumras of take a look in the Shach on page 20 in Sifkot and Zayin. He says Kosev b'toras chatas klal pei hei shem yisuf hetet afil im nofal cholav l'bosser of shud Rabbanan afil hoki mitzpach osser hol v'tam ki ikir d'orais. So the Torah's Chatas says he treated like the Raisa. So the Shach asks, but Oph is only the Rabban Oph B'chalof. Shach posting right this. So that's the discussion: the Shach and the Torah's Chatas. Should we treat? So that's the so the Torah's Chatas is machmir. whole of the Tam Kikir Daraisa. And the Taz and the Shach, as the Behete points out, say, well, but it's only a Derabonin. So that's the question that people point out. Do they treat Basa Of B'cholov Legabi this, like a Din Daraisa, even though it's only Derabonin? But they gave it the Chumras of like a Din Daraisa or not. And the Nafkamida would be a Sufik Shishin by Of. So that's a discussion here in the Torah's Chatas, the Chumra, and the Shachataz ask on him.
But does the Shachot even need Shishim at all? If he can never get to a Din Deraisa, right? Because it can't. Because it's often Chol, do you even need Shishim?
But neither are Banan.
That's only because.
Yeah. Right, but I don't know. We'll have to look in. Okay, Rabosai, so we made it through. We made it through the drilling and everything. Okay, I apologize again for my tardiness today. Be'ez Hashem, Monday, we'll have one more shiur. By then, I think they'll be finished with the drilling by then. They're trying to make a window. That's what it's all about. Making a window, see? It's all about making a window. Okay, so today is the beginning. This is the root of the foundation of Tam Kikir. Then we build on it, and we build and build on Tam Kikir. So again, let me wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good Yor. This should be a good Yor, a year of good health and prosperity for everybody. So we should be able to learn Torah and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hachovas hadas.